USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Michigan's governor is speaking out after an armed gunman was able to walk into Berkey Hall unopposed at Michigan State University and open fire. Monday evening shooting left three students dead and five others critically wounded.
Police revealed in a Tuesday morning press conference the shooter is 43-year-old Anthony McRae. So far, there's no connection between McRae and Michigan State University, but police are still trying to piece together a motive. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
But the truth is, words are not good.
Police said the names of the victims will be released later today. The five injured remain hospitalized. Reporting from East Lansing, Michigan, I'm Katie Lewis.
U.S. Navy crews participating in efforts to raise a Chinese spy balloon in waters off South Carolina have recovered a portion of the array from the ocean floor. A senior defense official did not say how big the payload was, but did describe it as significant in size, and that the crews got the electronics they were looking for. Eight people were injured when a man took a truck on a rampage in New York City.
62-year-old Wang Soar sped through the streets of New York City Monday in a rented U-Haul truck. It's not clear what started the driving rampage, which began in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Bay Ridge and ended near the Battery Tunnel. Police say Soar told them he wanted to die. Soar rented the truck in Florida on January 23rd and was arrested for reckless driving on his way to New York. He also has four previous arrests in Nevada, where he used to live. Seven civilians and one police officer were injured. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Americans are expected to spend nearly $26 billion on Valentine's Day this year.
The National Retail Federation estimates that shoppers will spend an average of just over $192 per person on gifts. I'm Trey Thomas.
This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. What's the buzz in your garden? Bees can be pests, but without them, we'd never have the flowers and crops that we do. Help give pollinators a place to thrive by adding bee-friendly native plants to your garden now for fall blooms. Which flower species you choose will depend on your region. Ask for assistance at a local nursery specializing in native plants. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
The Consumer Price Index was released Tuesday morning, and it shows inflation continues to go in the wrong direction. Inflation rose in January by a half a percentage point. The CPI was up 6.4% from a year ago. Both numbers were higher than expected. A very rare Harley-Davidson motorcycle sells for a lot of greenbacks.
A rare 1908 Harley-Davidson motorcycle is now the most expensive bike ever sold at auction. Mercom Auction in Las Vegas took to Facebook to share that the strapped tank motorcycle sold for $935,000 on January 28th. The record-breaking bike had been restored, but it's believed to be the only one of a dozen or so left in the world. I'm Julio Flores.
A national state of emergency has been declared this morning in New Zealand. Cyclone Gabriel swept away roads, inundated homes, and left roughly a quarter of a million people without power in New Zealand Tuesday. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins called it the most significant weather event New Zealand has ever seen this century.
A lot of families displaced, a lot of homes without power, extensive damage done across the country. It will take us a wee while to get a handle on exactly what's happened. I want to acknowledge those families that are currently functioning without power and in some cases without communications. We'll be working as quickly as we can.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.